Affordable Drugs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. There are so many new miracle drugs now that they have to be named with leftover Scrabble letters. But while drug companies want you to remember those names, they don't want you to know what they cost. Because as one drug lobbyist told CBS News,
we're concerned that if you just have the list price in isolation in the ad, it may deter patients from seeking needed care.
So instead, the idea is to get your hopes up and then tell you the pills cost $300,000 a year. But what President Trump has promised
is to reduce the price of prescription drugs
by using free market competition, which means customers have to know the price up front. So
the Trump administration is taking a bold move. They want to require drug companies to put the prices of their drugs right on the TV screen,
which would be like seeing the number of calories in your mud fudge macadamia frappuccino. But will it work? CBS's Chip Reed talked to a mom facing a huge drug bill for her son, Elijah.
Listing the drug price in direct-to-consumer advertising is not going to lower drug prices.
But then as Chip was putting his story together, she got some good news.
Her insurance company is going to pick up the cost of a drug for Elijah that would have cost $250,000 a year out of pocket.
So the new policy is already working, as long as you get your story on TV. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.